Good afternoon. This is Mark Cole with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for agdaily.com for the week of Monday, November 25th. Looking ahead for this week, short week, will be closed on Thursday, obviously, for Thanksgiving. And close, I think, at 12:05 on Friday in the grains. So a little bit of a short week here. We pushed these beans down pretty hard here, and we closed corn up a penny and three quarters today, beans down 4.5, wheat up 15 and three quarters cents. The wheat's really been the star here. The weather remains lousy for a lot of the country out here. Crop ratings tonight, the market certainly thinks they're going to be down again in the wheat. I thought the wheat was going to be enough to drag corn and beans higher, drag the corn up just a little bit. The beans, we had almost 2 million metric tons of export inspections out here. The USDA made a revision from last week. The 190,000 metric tons of corn and the 130,000 metric tons of corn sales announced last week were actually soybeans. Now, I don't know how you can make that kind of a mistake on a government issue like that. It just boggles the mind. But you would have thought the export inspections, the change in the exports would have helped this market out here. I don't think the weather's helping much. But the funds wanted to sell oil. They're long about 80,000 oil coming into today. I think they're probably long about 70,000 after today. They're short meal. They're probably even in the beans now, short 150 or so thousand contracts of corn. So, you know, the question is, do they want out before the end of the year? And the corn remains to be seen. But I think, you know, long term here, you know, maybe we can make a low the first week in December. If we don't, then I think it's going to be the first week in January. I really think the WASDE report is going to reflect all the problems we've seen out here. And hopefully we'll see something friendly out here. We've done a good job of whittling these carryouts back down to something that one little blip in production anywhere in the world could send these prices higher. Weather around the world, Brazil looks okay, Argentina looks okay. Australia, very, very dry. The rest of the world, not in too bad a shape. If it's good one place, it's bad someplace else. So it kind of offsets out here. But we'll see what the crop ratings are, how much corn has been harvested since last week. If we're under 90%, I think it'll help rally the corn a little bit. If it's over 90%, I don't think guys will be too concerned about it. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.